Welcome to Osteopathy Unplugged. I'm Steve Paulus Dio.
And I'm Bonnie Gintis Dio. We're American osteopathic physicians, and we're a married couple devoted to the practice and the study of osteopathic medicine. We developed Osteopathy Unplugged out of our passion for osteopathy and the recognition that our profession needs a more intimate conversation about who we are and what we do.
Join us as we sit in conversation, talking about the inner and outer workings of osteopathy.
Welcome to the next installment of our Practice of Osteopathy series, Episode 20, How to End or Not End an Osteopathic Treatment. In our Practice of Osteopathy series, we explore the details of an office visit that aren't related to anatomy, biomechanics, or directly to osteopathic manipulation. Of course, we interweave osteopathic philosophy into every aspect of this podcast, including the nuts and bolts of daily osteopathic practice. We would suggest that osteopathic philosophy can be incorporated into everyday life and is for many DOs a way of being. We've already talked about the taking in of a history in episode 17 and where to start or not start an osteopathic treatment in episode 18 and whether to talk or not talk during a treatment in episode 19. Now let's go full circle and go back to the end of the treatment. Our wish for you is to understand in great detail the little things that make a big difference in how we pragmatically apply the clinical philosophy of osteopathy. If you're not an osteopath, we hope that listening to this episode will help you get more out of your sessions when you go to a DO for an osteopathic treatment. Or if you're a non-DO healthcare practitioner, we think you'll find that much of what we suggest is adaptable to other practice situations. We aren't giving away any secrets here, and some of what we discuss is not specific to osteopathy. So let's all make the world a better place and consider this topic in all the ways it might be applicable to all of our lives. We don't want to dictate what should be done, but sometimes we have strong opinions regarding how to be with patients professionally, don't we, Steve?
You bet.
We don't have all the answers, but we do have a lot of helpful questions and insights, and it's the questioning process that leads to depth and development. We want you to self-reflect and consciously choose how you practice at every step of the treatment process. We know that there is no one way, and that even within your day of treating people, you might, in fact, we hope you do, approach each individual in a slightly different way. We want to remind you to do so with conscious awareness. Steve and I think that we could all benefit from periodically proofreading our practices. In a similar spirit, as an editor who proofreads a manuscript, we suggest that you look over the flow and content of your office visits, looking for errors, oversights, or simply the subtle flourishes that might improve your practice life. We need to search for the best way to be with our patients to support their therapeutic process and enhance our ability to practice effectively. This how-to series will give you a wide spectrum of ideas to consider about how to take the process of proofreading your practice to the next level. We'll have additional upcoming episodes in this series covering the topics of how long does it take for an osteopathic treatment to start working? To sleep, perchance to dream. Is it okay or not okay for a patient to fall asleep during an osteopathic treatment? Is relaxation a part of the healing process? And too many cooks in the kitchen. There'll be many more to come, so stay tuned.
As always, we invite our listeners to openly discuss their experiences. Please post questions on Patreon or our Facebook page. We love questions and comments. Bonnie, why don't you get us started?
Okay. Every DO applies the art and science of osteopathy somewhat differently. I value the variety and diversity within osteopathy. It assures that all sorts of people benefit from what we offer. We all share many common approaches and, of course, a communal philosophy, but it's how we apply that clinical philosophy that makes us unique clinicians. In episode 18, we spoke in detail about the many possible ways to begin the hands-on part of an osteopathic treatment. There are also many diverse stylistic ways to end an osteopathic treatment. That's what this episode is about. The ending of a treatment is different than the ending of the office visit. In this episode, we'll only be discussing the ending of the hands-on part of the osteopathic treatment. In a future episode, we'll look at the structure and function of a total office visit. That is, from the time the patient enters the office or treatment room to the time they leave the office. This episode will be called The Three Segments of an Office Visit. We can fractionate an office visit into its component parts. Segment one examines the time interval between the patient entering the office to the osteopath's first hands-on contact with the patient with the intention to provide an osteopathic treatment. Segment two, which comprises the osteopathic manipulation part of the office visit, looks at the time interval between when we first touch the patient to offer OMT and when we take our hands off the patient. And finally, segment three explores the time interval between the end of the OMT portion to when the patient leaves the office. Each of these three segments is unique and has its own structure and function. Remember, the totality of what we call an office visit is a holistic event. Just like when we study anatomy, we may separate the body into component parts, but when we encounter a living human being, we put it all together, connecting with their wholeness. Let's get back to today's topic and discuss how to end or not end an osteopathic treatment. We're going to divide this episode into seven ingredients. We're calling each category an ingredient because they are all combined to make the intricate and delicious soup that we call osteopathy. I'm going to name each of the individual ingredients in advance so you have a sense of the big picture, and then we'll talk about each of them in more depth. Number one, final contact, withdrawing our hands from the patient's body. It may seem odd to you that we're starting with the first ingredient as final contact, but when you hear us talk about it, you'll understand why we're speaking about that first. Number two, ending in a particular anatomic region. Number three, ending with the patient in a particular position, supine, prone, seated, or standing. The fourth ingredient, ending while using a particular osteopathic technique. Number five, ending with attention to a particular perceptual field. Number six, the verbal ending of an osteopathic treatment or the nonverbal ending of that treatment. And number seven, what is the length of an osteopathic treatment and office visit? So, Steve, why don't you dive in and talk to us about the first... The episode you've been listening to just faded out because you are not yet a subscriber to Osteopathy Unplugged. Please visit patreon.com/osteopathyunplugged and become a subscriber in order to have full access to the rest of this episode as well as the complete collection.
We have created a set of foundational episodes that will be available for free for everyone. These teachings provide an introduction to osteopathic clinical philosophy. However, the full versions of all episodes are only available through Patreon. Access Patreon through their app or through a browser page. Thank you for listening to Osteopathy Unplugged.
And thank you for your interest in the osteopathic experience.
Until next time, be well, listen deeply, and stay curious.